Yes.
So this is the second time, and then one more time on Sunday. That's why I just pray, God, give me ability to share in English, because share in Bahasa is easy for me. But if share in English, I need to prepare so many hours in order to put all the word in English. I hope you can understand what I shared this morning. Brothers and sisters, anybody know yesterday, according church calendar, we celebrate one important day. Do you know what this is? We celebrate the ascension day of Jesus to heaven. If you count, yesterday was the 40 days after Jesus rise from the dead. And then start today till another 10 days, we celebrate the coming of Holy Spirit. So, in many church, start today till the 10 days, they usually have like a prayer meeting, everyday prayer meeting. Not because to ask Holy Spirit, but to remember again that Holy Spirit already give to us. So every believer need to walk with the Spirit. When I prepare this message, suddenly I remember I need to share three power in ministry. Three power in ministry. I want to let you know that join ministry is join success perfect plan. Success perfect plan. Remember 3 days ago when I shared from the book of Isaiah that I say that my word will return with success. My word. Who is the word? The word is Jesus. Jesus already completed all the work of salvation. What we need to do is just to proclaim. To proclaim the word to everybody. Then I can say that at the end, all our ministry must to proclaim the word, must to proclaim the gospel. That's why evangelism in the church is the first option. And then we cannot say this is optional, but we need to put in the first program of all our activity. And of course, to share the gospel, join in this kind of mission ministry is quite difficult for us. But the Bible told us, join ministry, join mission is join success plan. There is no fail in mission. That's why Paul said, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. 1 Corinthians 50:58. But as a human, I can see that mission need a cause. I remember when Pastor Sophia decided move to Japan to start her mission work. She left everything. And then when she arrived at Japan, she didn't start to share the gospel. She need to learn Japanese language and then adjust with Japanese culture. When she moved, it was on around February or March. The weather is so extreme. And then she fall on the sick for a few days. This all the cost that she need to pay in order to do the mission. But till today, she still survived. Why she can survive? Because she joined in success perfect plan. The reason I share this because I feel that our church need to move on. I mean, as a member of SP, we do not only focus on knowing God, but at the end, we need to move on to make Him known. We can see and do a little bit comparison. If we have a conference that talk about knowing God, many people come. But when we talk about mission, even mission board already make announcement, or outreach people makes announcement, so not much people join in that mission. Of course, there are a lot of reasons people don't want to join this project. Maybe because they don't understand. Maybe because they have some problem. Maybe because they don't have time. But I just want to let you know that if you know these three things, I believe next time when there is a mission program, all of you will join. Because the Bible told us mission ministry is a successful, perfect plan that already done through Jesus Christ. What we do is just to proclaim. But how we can proclaim? Today, I give you three power that God have given to us. First power, let us open Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Hebrews chapter 8, verse 1. Now the main point in what has been said is this. We have such a high priest who has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens. First point. We have Jesus who sit at the right hand of the God. And this is our blessing. This is our power. Why I say like that? Jesus sit at the right hand. Number one, we need to know God is powerful God. Everything He spoke is happen. Number two, right hand mean powerful hand. Sit at the right hand means someone who get trust from. If I sit at the right hand of PSM, that means I get trust from PSM. When the Bible said Jesus sit at the right hand of God, that means Jesus has trust from God. And the Bible told us, when Jesus sit at the right hand of God, He has a role. The role is, He is our priest, high priest. The word of priest means bridge builder. Yeah. Bridge builder. So, when Jesus sit at the right hand of God, He is our bridge builder to God. He is our bridge builder. So everybody who want to go to God must through Jesus. That's why we always end our prayer with in the name of Jesus. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, not like a mystical word. No. But in the name of Jesus, we believe that all our prayer requests, when we submit to God, only through Jesus. Yeah. So, what Jesus do when He sit in the right hand of the Lord? Jesus do wonderful things. He prayed for us. One more thing. He prayed for us. When Jesus prayed for us, that means He always gives us power in this world. That's why Jesus said, I do not leave you alone. When I go to heaven, sit on the right hand of the God, and then I pray for you. Brothers and sisters, you know that if we in difficult situation, we always ask our friend or family, please pray for me. Yesterday, I asked many people, pray for Samuel, so that Samuel can do the exam well. I believe my friend, church member, give contribution when they pray for us. Of course, I believe that. More of that, when Jesus prayed for us, never fail. Because Jesus is powerful God. So brothers and sisters, we have Jesus who sits in the right hand of God, and He is our bridge builder, and then He never stops praying for us. He is our perfect intercessor. That's why we get power from Him. In the first miracle martyr in the Bible, we can see that Stephen was hit by the stone. Many people hit Stephen. And then what happened after that? The leader is Saul, become Paul. And then one day when Saul ride a horse and then try to catch other disciple, and Jesus come and see Paul, and then Jesus say, Paul, Paul, Saul, Saul, why you forsake of me? What does it mean? This mean Jesus is with Stephen when Saul persecuted Stephen. Jesus never leave Stephen. Jesus not only pray for us, but He also stay with us in every difficulties moment. That's why when you find difficulties in ministry, you need to remember, I'm not alone. I with Jesus. This number one. Number two, let's see from John chapter 20. Verse 21, 22, John 20, 22. Jesus said, receive the Holy Spirit. In heaven we have Jesus. In the world we have Holy Spirit. What is the work of Holy Spirit in believer? Number one, when you receive the Holy Spirit stay in your heart, and then you change your status in front of God. Now you are no longer outside people, but you are the Son of God. So that's why everybody who believe Jesus Christ, we call children of God. When we are children of God, the Holy Spirit stay in our heart. So when I understand this theology, then I can say that the work of Holy Spirit in believer is number one, to give you right to serve Him. To give you right, authority to serve God. Before you believe Jesus Christ, you don't have Holy Spirit in your heart. Because you don't have Holy Spirit in your heart, you are not children of God. Because you are not children of God, you don't have right to serve God. Serving God, worship, mission is a preferred right that God give you when you believe Jesus Christ. That's number one, you have right. Number two, when you believe Jesus, Holy Spirit come upon you, and then you have power to do ministry. If you want to know what kind of power, you need to read the book of Acts. For small example, after Peter received the Holy Spirit, let me see Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, verse 6. But Peter said, I do not possess silver and gold, but what I do have, I give to you in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene. Walk. You see? This I say, power. Peter don't have anything, but he has power from the Holy Spirit. Sometimes we have a little bit doubt when we pray for someone. But let me tell you, we have power. We have power. Before I came to Hong Kong, I served at Presbyterian Church. I never find demonic power live among our church member. When I moved to Hong Kong, I served domestic helper. Some domestic helper, before they believe Jesus, they have deal with demonic power. For example, they drink something, or they eat something, or they bring something. That's why when they believe Jesus Christ, the black dark power always want to bring them go back and then leave Jesus. Now, in this experience, I need to pray for them. I don't have any experience. What I do only, in the name of Jesus Christ, you go out 2-3 times. Sometimes my sweat is come out, but I can feel that the power of God. I do not close my eyes. I open and I see their eyes. And then when the devil like this, I make my eyes bigger than devil eyes. And I feel that the power of God come to me. Last Sunday, the sister said, I feel darkness come to me. Okay, I pray for you. When I pray for her, I open my eyes. I haven't touched the sister, but the sister falling down. And then second time, when she wake up, we pray again. And then the sister look at me like this. I just, you go out. And then the sister wake up again. So this is the power of Holy Spirit. I believe that. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you have right. The second step, you have power. Now number three, you have gift. The Holy Spirit give you gift so that you can do ministry. I'm a man, you know that. I serve women. Yeah. Many people said, you cannot know woman well. Because some women say yes, but no. Some women say no, but yes. That's why people said, woman thinking like spaghetti, you know. But men think like layer cake. One step, one step, one step, one step. But women like spaghetti. We don't know where is the beginning and where is the end. So it's quite complicated. But God give me the gift. to serve woman. And then I know how to deal with woman, even with difficult woman. This is the gift of God. I just follow God. God, I want to serve you. Give me the gift. Another, my personal ministry is not a counseling. Of course, I'm a counselor. I graduate master counseling. My personal burden is evangelism and then also apologetic. I love to do debate. I love to share the gospel. But if you ask me to do counseling, I hate it. Because counseling must, yeah. So, what next? Blah, 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 blah. You need to sit and then be patient with all this. But, you know, serve domestic helper, you need to do counseling in order to bring out all the problem. And I just got asked God to give me this kind of gift. And then to see the problem clearly before give some word to them. So this is what I get from the Holy Spirit. When you receive the Holy Spirit, then I can say you have three things. Number one, you have right. Number two, you have power. Number three, you have gift to do this mission. This is the second blessing. Number three, what you have in doing ministry, you need to have love. Let's open John 21. John 21, 15 to 19. Okay. I believe most of us know about this verse. My question is, how many times Jesus asked Peter, do you love me more than this? Three times. Okay. Three times. What is the meaning of three times? If someone do some mistake to us, we say first time. And then they did this, the same mistake, we say second time. When they did the second mistake, we say, don't do the third mistake. That means enough for three times. When Jesus asked Peter for three times, that means Jesus won't Peter confess clearly that you understand what I say. Do you love me more than this? Brothers and sisters, why Jesus asked like this? Because Jesus wants to tell Peter that you can do the ministry because I will go to heaven, sit at the right hand of God. I pray for you. You can do ministry because you will receive the Holy Spirit that give you right, that give you power, that give you gift. But at last, you need to have love. If you don't have love, then you will do nothing. What we need to serve God, we need to love Him. We need to love Him. The way we define the meaning of to love God is the power of our ministry. What is the meaning to love God? This few days, I meditate this sentence. What is the meaning to love God? Number one, to love God means to be together with Him. I seldom say I love you to my wife. But I feel that I'm very lonely when I go to somewhere without her. When I go to sleep and where is my wife? Where is my wife? Oh no, I'm alone here. I feel that I'm lonely. If you have this kind of feeling, that means you love your wife. If you are happy alone, that you are not will love your wife. Some men, they are so happy when there is no wife with him. But I feel so lonely. So to love God means to be together with him. That's number one. Number two, to love God means to share with him. To share with him. On Chinese New Year this year, we have retreat at Solar Tower Noah. Have you sleep at Solar Tower Noah? We rent a room, but with small bed, bunk bed. So you can sleep at the first level or the second level. Me and my wife stay at bunk bed. Either he go upstairs or I go to upstairs. But the problem is, I'm too heavy stay at second floor. But my wife too scared sleep at the second floor. So what we do? We use small bed and sleep together. And we are happy. Even we sleep like this. We're happy. Why? Because we have love. Yeah. If we don't have love, then even from far away, I can feel his smell. I don't like him. I don't like her. If you have love with God, then you will have desire to stay together. Now, number three. What is the meaning to love? I have a dream to buy Rolex. Do you know Rolex? Yes. Not made in China. Huh? If made in China, only maybe $300. If you buy Rolex, minimum you need to have 60,000. Every time when I take a walk, go to Central, and I see Chow Tai Fook, Louvre. Is there discount of Rolex? 60% or 70%? No. Yeah. If you ask me, Pastor Slamet, do you have 60,000 Hong Kong dollar? I might be have 60,000. Why don't you buy? And then you use, if you preach like this, I don't buy it. Why? Because I use this money for my son. My son will go to university and then he need 42,000. If I buy Rolex, then I cannot pay his school fee. I keep this money in order to pay his school fee. Why I do this? Because I love my son. So what is the meaning of love God? The meaning of love God is want to give the best. If you have this kind of understanding, then you have power to do the mission of God. Brothers and sisters, number one, Jesus sits in the right hand. He is our power. Number two, Holy Spirit stay in your heart. Also, the power of us. Number three, you have the love of God. If you bring out this love, I believe you will be a good servant of God. Perfect. Because you have these three in your life. Let us pray. for number one and number two, just keep in faith and ask the Spirit fill you. But for number three, that's all in your hand. Will you give your love to God? If you're willing to give your love to God, then everything will be okay. Ministry, mission is a wonderful time for you if you have love to God. Just spend a few minutes before we go to corporate prayer this morning. Just pray for yourself. Remember, Jesus is our power. He sits on the right hand of God. Just remember, you already received Holy Spirit that gives you right, gives you power, give you gift to serve Him. And then the last, you already have love. Will you give your love to God? If you want to give your love to God, then ministry, mission will be a wonderful time for you. We love ourselves, we love our family, but the most important, do you love God above all things? We love Him because He loves us first. Give the best to show your love to Him who had given us the best to us. Let us spend our time in corporate prayer. First, we pray for our brother and sister and family who has difficulties in their body. Some of them has cancer. They need to do chemotherapy. And then some of them already passed surgery. They need to recover for the body. Let's pray together. also pray for their salvation. We pray that God open their heart so that give them eternal salvation. Remember, pray for PSAM. Today, he will fly to Korea to do a merit ministry. We pray that God give him power so that he can walk, he can do ministry to glorify God. Some brothers and sisters, they are looking for new jobs. We pray for them. God will provide the best for them. Today is Friday. We pray for Singapore SPSG, Spain SP Indonesia. This summer we will go to Kupang. We pray that we can start a Christian learning center at Kupang in small village. We also pray for mission committee. We pray for them so that they can make a big program to lead this church to be a mission church to make him known to everybody. Also pray for local outreach. With many ministry that we have, we pray that many people will join. We pray for tonight. We have SPU, IP, and Yahweh. We also pray for House Church, McCain and Discovery Bay House Church. Let's pray together, spend time together with God, and use the power that He gave it to us in doing this intercession for other people. Father, Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for beautiful morning we can spend time together with you. Thank you for your message that really a blessing for us. Thank you for Jesus who sit at the right hand of God. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. Thank you that you already love us. That's why we need to love you, Father. Please bring us together, join in your perfect plan to save the world and bring the world come to you. Thank you, Father. Bless our day today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.